was also one of the oldest living immortals around and, consequently, could be hard as stone.
Maybe I should go up and see if everything is all right,
Mortimer muttered. Decker shifted his attention back to the blonde-haired man as he came to a halt in front of him. He shook his head.
Not a good idea, my friend.
Mortimer frowned, grunted, and then continued his pacing, but his eyes kept shifting to the stairs at the end of the room. Decker knew it wouldn't be long before Mortimer couldn't restrain himself anymore and went charging upstairs to be with Samantha. Decker understood that completely. He'd probably feel the same way if the woman were his life mate. He leaned his head back and closed his eyes again, thinking that Mortimer's finding Samantha was the only good thing that had come out of this hunt. One of their kind finding a life mate was always a happy event. It was just a shame that the woman came from a family in which the parents had died, and the three daughters left behind weren't close to the few relatives left. It meant they were one another's only family, and that Sam was reluctant to be turned and have to disappear from their lives in 10 years to prevent their catching on to the fact that she wasn't aging. That decision was the reason she was presently upstairs being grilled by Lu Chen while Mortimer went slowly crazy, waiting to find out what his